We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Nafnandalanim and Aleph. The Gemara here finishes up the sugya of the Izim Yaitzis Shurois, which we had a little bit earlier. But here's the end of the sugya. The question about the goats, if their udders, their dadin, could be Shurois, could they be tied? And the Mishnah seemingly has three shittas. Tanakhama says yes in all cases. Rabbi Yossi says no in all cases. And Rabbi Yehuda is mechalek between why you're tying it. If you're tying it in order liyavesh, in order that it shouldn't have any milk, then he holds that it's mutter. But if you're tying it in order lechalev, that it should have milk, then he holds it's aser. So here the Gemara fears ice halacha. Rav says halacha k'ra Rabbi Yehuda, that makes a chiluk between liyavesh and lechalev, whether it's in order to dry them up that they shouldn't have milk, or lechalev, that they should have milk, that's aser. And Shmuel says, Lach Rabbi Yehuda, they're both aser. And then the Gemara says, Ikka de Masla Shmaitza Ba'ape Nafsha, without saying halacha. The Rav says, Liyavish Mutav Loy Lacholiv, and Shmuel says, Echad Zev, Echad Zev Aser. Which Taisa says is the same idea, it's just they didn't want to say clearly halacha like the Tanam, because some people had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda reversed. And then the Gemara says another Ikka de Masla Ha, that the Braisa has a Tanakam of the Braisa that makes a chilt in Liavish and Lecholif. And the Yehuda ben Beseira says that would be the halacha, but who's going to be able to tell which is Liavish and which is Lecholif? You can't tell, so male they're both Asir. And Shmuel says, Alachka Yehuda ben Beseira. And Taiz explains the reason why he said specifically Alachka Yehuda ben Beseira, but not Rabbi Yossi, is because Rabbi Yossi holds Be'etzim, it's only Mutter Liavish and not Lecholif. And that means Be'etzim, both of them are Asir. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds really liyavish should be mutter. It's only aser because he can't tell. So ba'ifin that nobody does it lechalev, it wouldn't be mutter. And Taisus had a girsa that Rav says halacha katana kama, meaning halacha katana kama of the brisa, which is like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. And according to Taisus girsa, ki aser Rav and Amr Rabbi Yechon halacha katana kama is v'chein ki aser Rav and Amr Rabbi Yechon halacha katana kama. And that means Rabbi Yechanan is also passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So both Rav and Rabbi Yechanan passing like Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'rav v'yisurei, and kol shekein, when Rabbi Yechanan agrees, so me'el avada, that's the halacha. Rashi didn't have that girsa in Rav, and Rashi teaches that Rabbi Yechanan said halacha katana kama of the Mishnah, that they're both mutter. So according to Rashi, it could be halacha l'maisa, they're both mutter. But l'maisa the Rishenim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, and other Rishayim all paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Neman Rabbi Yechanan also holds that way, that there's a chiluk liyavish and lechalev. Now, going over the Rishayim of what the chiluk in liyavish and lechalev is, there's really two mahalchim in the chiluk in liyavish and lechalev. Rashi in the Mishnah says that the chiluk is dum enough of asulasiyeh. That by liyavish, when you want that they shouldn't have milk, then you tie it very tight. So there's no dilmanaf of asulasiye when you want it to have milk, so you tie it loosely. And then you have the problem of dilmanaf of asulasiye. And that's also the das of the re in Taisus. On Daphnan Gimlam and Beis, the Maskel kan liyavish kan lecholev. But there is a big machloikis Rashi in the re. I think a very sadistika machloikis, a machloikis halacha lemaisa. Because according to Rashi in the Mishnah, in both cases, it's not a masui. In both cases, midaraisa, it's mutter. There's no din masui. Whether you're tying a kiss in order to dry up the milk of this goat, because you don't want the goat to give milk. You don't need the milk of the goat, and you want a bedafka not to give milk, so it could be stronger, so it could become fatter, so it could have more meat, whatever the case may be. Or if you want the goat to give milk, and you're tying it in order that the milk shouldn't fall out. In both cases, it's not a masli. In both cases, it's called a tachshit. Now, there's a problem of dum enough of asulasiyeh. Rabbi Yossi holds it's a masli. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. But both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama agree that it's not a masli, and that's how we paskin. But lechalev is loose, you have a problem of dum enough of asulasiyeh. Now, Shenkin the reholds that if you're doing it for the purpose of either lecholef or liyavish, it's a masri. And that's what you're asking. If we do it for the purpose of liyavish or for the purpose of lecholef, in both cases it's a masri. But the reason why they're putting the kiss on the dadim is shlo yishu to dadim, like the Gemara brought the braisa, that the dadim are big and they'll drag on the floor and they'll get scratched, they'll get injured. So the kiss is really shlo yishu to dadim. That's the only reason why it's not a masa. That's the reason why it's a tachshit. But then when you're doing it shlo yishu to dadim, there are two cases. One is where you're not going to milk this goat, and you really want that there shouldn't be milk, so therefore you tie it tight. And the second is when you're planning on milking the goat, and you want to make sure there is milk, so you tie it loose. So when you tie it tight, there's no problem with doing enough of us to see. When you tie it loose, there is. But the tam of liyavish and the tam of lichalev, it would still be a masui. The only thing that makes it ois masui is shliyishu to dadim. So bein afkimin la'alacha. Let's say you're not doing it shliyishu to dadim. According to Rashi, liyavish is mutter, and according to Rabbi, it's aser because it's a masui. And even lechalev, according to Rashi, the only issue is naf of aser siyeh, which first of all is an issue derabanan, and second of all, it could be he could do it in an eifin with his nok shash nefila, even though it's lechalev. Maybe if you use a disposable kiss, which you wouldn't be lasiyeh, whatever the case, you wouldn't have naf of aser siyeh if you attach it in a different way, in a way that's very secure, but it's not tight, it's lechalev. So that would be mutter according to Rashi, and according to the real binisad the raisal tzmasui. But Rashi in the Gemara, and Rav Peiris in Taisus, and also the Rajma and the Ran B'Shem Rabbeinu Yena, they hold that the chil between Li'avish and Lechalev is not dum enough of us to see. The chilik is that Li'avish is not a masui, and Lechalev is a masui. But here also, there's a machlekes rishonim why it's cholok. Why should liyavish and lecholev be cholok in the inyan of masui? Rashi learns because liyavish is actually benefiting the health of the behemoth. The behemoth is gaining health-wise by liyavish. Rashi in the Gemara Nun Gimel Mebeis in Masul liyavish that tzerach kufihi dechel b'machisha. The cholev makes it weaker, so it becomes stronger. That's why it's not a masui. As opposed to lecholev, the behemoth is not gaining anything health-wise. It's just having milk, which could go to the owner. But the Rashba and the Chiddush Haran, they bring from Rabbeinu Yena, and that's not the chilek. The etzel mecholev also wouldn't be a masui. But the vart is liyavish is a normal thing that people do b'chol. If you have a goat, and you want it to stop giving milk, so you tie up its dadim very tightly, and that's a normal thing in care of a goat. Hashekin lecholev, to have a kesher there to hold the milk in, mechel, you would never do that. You would just milk the goat. You would never have a kesher there to hold the milk in. Why would you bother? You would just milk the goat at regular intervals. You're only doing that on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to milk the goat. And you want to make sure the milk stays in, it doesn't fall out, because you can't milk the goat. So that's why you have it there. So it's not a thing which you'd ever do mechel, that's why it's a masuk. So kumtais, there's two shtayim shein arba. The two ways to mechalten liyavish and lechalev. One is to say they're both nanamasui, but liyavish is tight, so it won't be nafal, and lechalev it's loose, so it might be nafal vasalusiye. And shein arba, the Rashi on the Mishnah says this, but he says even if the purpose is liyavish or lechalev, that alone makes it ois masui. Now, Shaking the Re in the Gemara learns that the Chilik is Nafal Vasasuye, but he holds if the purpose is just Liyavish and Lecholev, they both would be a Masui. But the purpose Liyishu to Adadim is for the care of the animal that it shouldn't get hurt. And then there's the Chilik Liyavish and Lecholev of Dum Nafal Vasasuye. And the Shulchan Aruch actually passes like Rashi in the Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mefurish, we're dealing with Liyavish and Lecholev, not Liyishu to Adadim. And he says clearly the problem with the cholev is luminaf of asasye. So he's passing mamish lekula. Then in all cases it's not a masui. It's only when it's loose you have a problem luminaf of asasye. And you have the other pshat Rashi in the Gemara, which says that the chilek liyavish and the cholev is that liyavish is not a masui and the cholev is. And it's also shein arba the two mahalchim. either because liyavish is taka caring for the animal, a cholev machisha, and the cholev is just for the owner, or the Rajba from Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran from Rabbeinu Yonah that says that the chilek is liyavish is urchei b'chayil, and the cholev is not, because b'chayil you wouldn't do it, you would just milk it. Abba Nalama said dvarim, I'm very novach, and I don't have any svarim that I saw that explains it b'chayil. We spoke earlier of the different chakiris that I got a little bit from the Dibur Smesha and from the Maram Kazis, that is a pshat that by behemis is a musik of malbush, and malbush might be totally on what you do b'chayil, what's urchei, or there might be other things that could be kivei on the inyan Hashem malbush, or is it that things that the behemah needs is bottled to the guf, and there's a shailuf if the owner needs it, that also could be bottled to the guf, if the owner needs the animal in such an eifin, and it's for the animal mitzad the needs of the owner, that this could also make a bittul to the guf. And b'emes in here we have three tzadim, and the tanam also we have different tzadim. But is the pshat, like the Rebal Taisus seems to say, li'avish and l'chalev are both amasli. So it could be he holds that anything which the animal doesn't need for its own protection is amasli. The only thing I don't understand in the Rebal Taisus is why the shchuzais and levuvais, why when you make an ur and kavulais, right? Why when you have the ur shlo yaleim zacharim or shayal aleim scharim or ur by the scharim shayal al nekevais, why is that for the animal care? That would seem to be only for the owner's tzerich. Why is that chaluk? Now in Rashi it sounds like a little bit that's the machloikis tanon, that the Tanakama, like Rashi in the Mishnah, that nothing's a masli, it's only enough of us to see that the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda say that even for the onus tzrachim, it's not called a masli, and Rabbi Yosi needs the tzarech for the behema, that would be good. I just don't understand, and I'm surprised that no one discusses this, is why does Rabbi Yosi say that kavunais is different? If you make the covering for the wool, that it should stay clean, that's the chayav b'chol nafkamina for the animal, that's for the owner. Why was Rabbi Yosi mechalik by kavunais, and he held that there, it's not called a masli? And according to Rashi in the Gemara, that makes the chilek liyavish is making the guf stronger, and the chalev is not. So it sounds like even if the owner needs it, but if it doesn't make the guf stronger, it's not considered. It's considered a masli. So vayta, why would kavunais be mutter, and why would also the ur by the sachar that it shouldn't be oil on the nekeva? Why would that be mutter? Maybe you could say legabi shechuzais and kavulais, that both becoming pregnant for an animal or not becoming pregnant for an animal are both called an enhancement of the animal. But why would the zachar not be oil on the skarim? The chayr has nothing to do with the animal that's a zachar. It's something that the owner needs. He doesn't want his nekevas to become pregnant, at least from this zachar. Unless you say that if he's not oil on the nekevas, he becomes healthier. The being with the Nekevis is machish, the Zachar may be. And the Raj Rishem Ben Yena sounds like anything that's a derech for it to be part of the accessory of the animal, even if it's a tzarech, the owner, if it's a derech to have it b'chayil, that's what's mutter, and that l'chayil is what Rabbi Yosi argues on, and holds that that's not enough, because it's not l'tzarech, the animal. And again, I don't understand why kavunais is different. And l'chalev is an ayaswara, since it's not the derech b'chayil, is that good enough? Is the derech b'shabbos good enough to be called the derech for the animal, or do you need the derech b'chayil? That's what it seems the machlekes is according to the Rashi's pshat. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah talks about that it can't go out the me'ini yitzah. The Mishnah says, la'yitzah gamo b'metoteles, and that's because of dum enough of asul asuya, like Rashi says. And then you have like okud v'loy rogel. So the Gemara has a shtickle Arichas in the discussion of Akud and Ragul. Avyuda says Akud is a kedas yad v'regel, tying together the front leg with the back leg. And Ragul is shayokav yodel gabizroya v'yikshar. So all the brises say that Ragul is that way, that you can't put the yad on the zroya and tie that and have it only walk on three legs. But as far as Akud is concerned, there was a brayse that said shtei yadayim or shtei reglayim, and a brayse that says both shtei yadayim and shtei reglayim and yad v'regel kakei desitzik ben Avram. But he brought a third brisa that it's dafka yad v'regel kitzuk ben Avram. Now, Achrayim, the Karban Asanel on the Rosh, and also the Chayei Adam, they say that lemaskanas ha-gemara, to tie together the two yadayim and the two raglayim is mutter. It's bedafka, they're not just discussing mashmoyis darshim. Rabbi Yehuda says, akud means specifically akidis yad v'regel, and rogel specifically shiokav yodagab ezroi v'yikshar, but in the case of shtei yadayim and shtei raglayim, it's taka mutter. And the Karban Asanel brings a raya, because earlier we said, by Levuvin, one of the Pshatim of Levuvin was Tusari, and the Gemara says that means Kruvi. Rashi Taish Tusari means that you're tying two of them together, two rams together. But the Aruch brings the Rav Haigain that it means to tie the two legs of a ram together. So you see, Klar, that you're allowed to go out with the two legs or the two arms, two hind legs or the two forelegs tied together. You see clearly from the Rav Haigain that the Aruch brings. And the Sharetzion, Simon Chinhei, Sifkat Memdal, he says that they were Mechavin for the Arzurua. The Arzurua Mamish says the same halacha with the same Ryan from Avhaigahim. But the Shaila is, what is the Issur here Bechlal? Why is it Asur to go Akud or Ugal? It's the Rishainim, there's very little. There's Mamish nothing in the Rishainim. The Levush writes that it's a Masui. He doesn't say clearly why. The Chai Adam says because it's a Tsar Godel Behema. It seems that's why it's a masui. If something is so painful for the behema, it can become bottled to the behema, or it can be a malmash to the behema, it's called a masui. Simply because it's so painful, it's so uncomfortable for the behema, that alone makes it into a masui. The Rosh Yosef also is mashman that way. He declares maybe a svar leman yenuach tells you that it's not a nayach for the behema, but he just says it's a masui. That's his maskana. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, because it's the Terusa Yiserta, you don't need such a big shmir for a gamel. But it's a little bit shmer. Should come out, should be telling the Shail of Chananya and the Chacham, according to Chananya, that the Terusa Yiserta is mutter, so why would this be Yasser? The Gemara doesn't bring this in when the Gemara discusses the idea of the Terusa Yiserta. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Levush HaStrad say that the reason why it's us is dum enough of us to see. And the Sharetzion was a little bit bothered. What if you tie it very tight? And the Sfas Emes says about this that when it's very painful for the animal, it's the animal is going to do whatever it can to get it off. That's a Shash Adul Manafel. It won't be tight enough because Stamazel will be tight. But if the animal is really working hard to get it off, so then it's more of a kshash of dilma nafal vasalasviye. And now let's go later. The Mishnah says you can't tie the gemalim to each other and pull them, like the Gemara says, because it's merzei command azul lechinga. But you could take the ropes of the various gemalim and put it all in your hand and pull them, uvachla yachreich, but you can't wrap the ropes around each other in your hand. So Shaila is, why not? Ravashi says, the reason why Shal Yachrach is because of Kalayim. So the Gemara starts off, what's Kalayim? Is it the Kalayim of the Adam, meaning that you're going to then be tied together to the Gemalim, and that will be considered Kalayim? But Tanan, Adam Mutrim Kulam Lachar Shalim Shaykh, a person, there's no Kalayim of a person together with an animal. A person's allowed to plow or to pull something together with an animal, there's no klayim. So it can't be the klayim of the person together with the camel. So Rashi, Redi, Bavarns, and Taisus asks, what's the problem of the person together with the camel? They're not doing a malacha together. The issue of klayim is when you do a malacha together, when you plow together, when you pull a wagon. Where's the malacha that they're doing together? So Taisus has two terutzim. One terutz, like Rashi says, pretty much, the Rashi says, "Upamim sheim meishkim shum davev nimsa adam megamo menigam yachad." Sometimes they'll be pulling something, and Taiz explains, even though on Shabbos anyway you can't pull something, it's carrying. But the point is, it means b'chayil. B'chayil, you can't tie yourself to a camel, and when you're pulling something, that's when there's an isser of klayim. But in a chinami, if they wouldn't be pulling anything, you don't have to come on to the fact that an Adam and a Gomel aren't klayim zebzem. Anyway, they're not doing a malacha together. But then Taisus says another teretz, that pulling together the rope, that's the klayim. Now really, there are three shittas in the Rishayim in this. At the end of Hilchis Klayim, the Rosh has a Hilchis Klayim. It's printed at the end of Menachos. It's the Halachos Ketanos of the Rosh, which is Hilchis Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, and other things. There's also Hilchis Klayim there. All the way at the end of Hilchis Klayim, there's a Tshuva, Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rav Yom. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I think the Balatesis, Rabbeinu Ephraim from Regensburg, and the Rav Yom, the Rav Avi Ezri, they had letters together. Rabbeinu Ephraim was writing to the Rav Yom two chedushim. One is that you don't need a malacha. He was discussing like this: could a person ride on a horse and hold a dog on a leash, like a hunter that's riding a horse and holding a dog on a leash? Rabbeinu Ephraim wanted to say that it's aser, and Rabbeinu Ephraim learned that the pshat is bechlal not any malacha. Being manic two animals together, that's gufa kalayim, even without any malacha. And he brings a raya from our sugya. And the Rosh is deicha the raya, like he says here. It could be we're talking about with carrying something, or maybe the rope is the malacha together. But Rabbeinu Ephraim sheet is you don't need any malacha. They clear about it in the Rambam. The Rambam says the nachan achayrish ayzerei ayam meishuk mem agolam. We led them together. It sounds like even without a malacha. But some want to learn, maybe the Rambam Musa means because they're pulling the rope together. And you see, the emes is a little bit mashman that way, because the Rambam starts off the halacha, it's perek tes hilchas klayim halacha zayin, kala isa malacha, mishnei midi behemah. And then he explains, echad achayrish, ezereya, ayam meishim agola, ayin higam ke'echad. There's a discussion about the Rambam in the Peskim in Siman Reish Sadek Zayin. The Bach learns the Rambam even without Malacha, and the Taz says, no, and Higa means if you're talking schlepping something together, or perhaps even the rope. But in this Nekudah, Rabbeinu Ephraim seems to be somewhat of a Das Yachin. You have Rashi, and Taisis, and the Rosh, and the Rav Yom, all hold that you need a Malacha, and the Taz and the Bir Agram, them on that way in and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon Ram and Higam Kiyachan. The Taz says it means with the Malacha. The Gain doesn't seem to learn the way, but he learns, Lachari, he says, but other Paiskim, the Rosh and Taisis, hold that you need Dafka Malacha. But if you hold that carrying the rope is called the Malacha, then it's not so Negeya. Lachari always, when you're manning them, they always are going together on the rope, Lachari. But it's a shigul shayla about the rope. The Divri Chamudais at the end of the Rosh, at the end of Hilchos Klayim, he wants to say that, you know, Rashi is mashma, the rope is not enough. Rashi says that Pam Shanaisim Ezadavar, Taisus has two Terutzim, Taisim Makis Dafchav Beis. Also says clearly they have to be pulling something. Mashma, the rope alone is not enough. And the Rosh brings a Yerushalmi that says that carrying the rope is good. But the Divri Chamudais points out, the Chari, the Yerushalmi has it as a machleik is Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That's the Chari of a state in the Yerushalmi. The discussion is, if you could tie a horse to a side of a wagon, and the question is, why not? Let's say the wagon is being pulled by an axe, and you want to tie a horse to the side. So Rav says, because they're carrying the rope together. And Rabbi Eichnan says, because sometimes the horse is helping out pulling the wagon. It sounds like holding the rope together is not good enough. But here, the pashas of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and Higam Yachad, Al Kopanim, if you're holding the rope, that would seem to be a problem. But there's also another Machlekes Rishayim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, even if they're not tied together, it's Kalayim. That's the case where he's talking about, where you're riding the horse and holding on to the leash of the dog. He holds that that's Kalayim, even though they're not tied together. So the Rav Yosef says, no, they have to be tied together. It says, Shar v'chamar yachdav, that means they have to be tied together. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, there brings a raya from Agamara that you doesn't have to be tied together, because Agamara, the gomel, is not tied to the Adam, and still the Gemara says that the reason why it's not Kalayim is because Adam mutterim kulam. Actually, they don't have to be tied together. And the Bir Agram, in Simon Reish Shalik Zayin, Sifkan Chav Zayin, is mazbir his raya a little bit, that the pshat is when the Gemara asked the kash of Teikif Kifa Achas Eina Chibur, it only asked it by Klai Begodim. Lagabe Klaim the Odim, it didn't ask the kash of Teikif Kifa Achas Eina Chibur. Rai says, you don't need a Chibur, they don't have to be attached together in order to be Klaim of Hanogus Behema. But I'm a little bothered, because If you don't have to be tied together, so what's umavach lo yachrech? Why wouldn't it be us even without the yachrech? Stam, if he machnes chaval matech yada v'yimshech alone should be asir. The Chayyid of Shazig Mar didn't want to get into whether it's a chibur or not, because anyway, Adam's not kalayim with the gemalim. But if you're going to say that the Gemara nem dun, you don't need chibur, so what would be the pshat of a vashla yachrich b'chalal? Tzarech le'im mezeb, what the rai is. But this machlekes, if they have to be attached together, the Ramah actually brings both days. He brings the das of the Rav Yom and the Rosh, that they have to be tied together, and Mel you'd be allowed to ride on a horse and lead the dog with a leash. And it means that Das Rebbein Ephraim, V'yesh Cholkim, that they don't have to be attached together. So the answer is Shvikel Shver, exactly who we paskin like. The guy who originally writes it, Rayesh Rebbein Ephraim, Chrochais, and the Ravi was Miash for them, B'deichik, but then he brings a Rayesh from the Yerushalmi, like the Rav Yod, they do have to be tied together. There's a shayla what the Das of the Rambam is. Some of Medayik, the Rambam, that they don't have to be tied together, but the Kesef Mishnah held there wasn't Mukhrik in the Rambam that way. Asur Reb Chaim Knievsky brings it, the Ramban al HaTorah in Parashas Kedoshim on the Pasuk of Shatnez is Mefurish that they do have to be tied together. But it seems that the Pesukim Achayshish L'chumra, that they don't have to be tied together. So Kumdei says, if somebody puts a dog and a cat on the same leash, there's one leash with two branches, and one goes to the dog and one goes to the cat, that zikr could be a problem, because then they are tied together, and as far as not carrying something, but they're carrying the chevel, that seems to be the psak that carrying the chevel is good enough. It's a shayla. Pasha says the rice. I know the Rambam says it's not the rice unless you have a kosher animal together with a behem tayer together, behem tmeya. But the Rosh holds it's the rice as long as they have two minim. As a shayla deraisa, machloek is a pesukim without a kor achra. But the shayla is, what about if you have two leashes and you're carrying them? So also the Ramah brings two dais. I saw in the Derech Emunah from Chaim Knievsky that if you have it in two hands, that's zicha okay. That's okay lekuli alma. I think the Rosh pretty much says it. He doesn't bring it from the Rosh. He brings it from other places. But the Rosh pretty much says it, because the Rosh here doesn't discuss directly the shayla that have to be tied together. Like Taisus also, they don't discuss directly this question. They discuss about what about it's not doing a malacha, the first question we discussed. And there he says about the chevel, he brings Yerushalmi about holding the chevel. And then he says, V'nira li shemutu lahanik shoy b'minev chamay b'smoyloi, kevin sha'odam mafsik b'neim l'shayach l'mei m'neisen chevel shebein etayim. You can't say they're carrying the rope because the person's being mafsik between them. So it means that even if there is a problem of carrying the rope, but that's not called carrying a rope together, because one's carrying one rope and one's carrying the other rope. See, by the case of riding on a horse, that the Ramah seems to at least bring a day a chalekis, he seems to be naita l'chumra, when he's riding on a horse and holding the leash, so both the horse and the dog are both carrying that leash. But if he's having one in his right hand and one in his left hand, they're not carrying the leash together. So kumbi kod Ben Ephraim, it's anyway to go to Ben Ephraim, well, they don't need any malach at all, and they don't need kshurim together. But still, it's a little bit shver to hear that Ben Ephraim holds, what if b'chlal, you have a flock of animals with different minim, and you whistle at them all to go together. I don't know if they're together, b'chlal. If he's holding the leash of both of them in his hand, then you can hear they're together. So really, there's two svaras to be matter if the two leashes, one for the dog and one for the cat. One svara is that they have to be tied together. That's 2 days in the Ramah. And the second svara is, if the din is that it's only klaim for doing a malacha, they're not doing the same malacha. One's doing one rope and one's doing the other rope. Chai gavna mistam, it's mutter. Not the psak would be that you're allowed to do it.